Darden Bates.
Lord, help us out. You pray for us, if you need. Looks like we mostly got Saints and Shoring again today, huh? Well, our children is the future prospects of the Church of God. Jaffer said, he told the service to go ahead. He would lead on softly with the mother and the children. So we have to carry the children along too. So may the Lord bless us and the children, you, a lot of young folks are children in this congregation, and may the Lord bless us with our children. Because the enemy is out to get our children.
Yes.
Once he get them while they're young and get them hooked on something, other, well, they're just about gone. And so may the Lord bless us and help us out today. Children are those jewels, precious jewels that the Lord entrusted into our hands while they're young. It's our responsibility to train them up in the way of the Lord, things of God. And so the Lord bless us and help us out today. You know, the Church of God, I love to talk about it.
Yes,
I love to talk about the church. Greatest family on the earth. There is none like her. She's the only one of a mother. Thank the Lord she dwells up on the top of the mountain, right on the very summit. But you know one thing? We're living in a terrible age this day and time. I thank the Lord that the Lord hasn't quit working, though. We hear a lot about the devil working. God's still working, too. Some say he's dead. Well, I'll tell you, try mine. Mine's not dead. If your God is dead, we hear people saying that, God's dead. To them, their God is dead. That's just this. That's what they're saying, their God is dead. But our God, the one that saves from sin and keeps and fills us with his love and with his power, gives us new grace to start out with in the morning.
Amen.
That's the one I'm talking about. Paul said something about over there in the Galatian letter and also in the Corinthian letter about if any come preaching another Jesus, let him be accursed.
That's right.
There are other Jesuses.
Yes.
But there is only one that we know about. We only recognize one.
Yes.
He is the one and the only one.
Yes.
May the Lord help us. He is the one that has promised that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world.
Yes, amen.
And God bless us. Brother Wilson's brought in a little bit about a charge this morning. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Never dying soul to be fitted for the sky. I thank the Lord that the grave is not the end of us. The old body go back there and decay and go back to the dust of the earth. But that's not the home of the soul. When we are brought to this place and laid out across here, that's just the old house that we used to live in. We went over on the other side when he breathed the last breath, when the angels come by and took the soul and carried it over yonder. There to wait until the rest of the saints, all the dead, all the living, pass on. Then I see in the Corinthian letter, I believe it is now, I'm not correct, somebody can correct me right quick, but everything has been finalized. Last battle fought, victory's all won. Christ is going to deliver the church up to the Father.
That's right.
And he and the children is going to be subject to the Father.
Yes.
Something good is waiting for us if we just hold fast.
Amen.
I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Do you love the Lord this afternoon? How much do you love Him? How much do you love Him? Just a little bit?
I love Him a lot.
Praise the Lord. I do too. The secret of a blessed life and a journey through this life with God is loving God with all of your heart. That's the secret of the whole thing right there.
Yes.
And so when the man comes to him, good master, what is the first and the greatest commandment? Then he repeated to him one of them, he asked him, how do you read in the law? What do you read in the law? And he went on to tell him what he read. He said, you do thou likewise and you live.
Yes.
One asked Samuel the question, and he turned and went away sorrowful because he had something he had he needed to give up. God is going to deal with you and I according to what the need is.
Yes.
That man, I think it's the 10th chapter of Mark, maybe we're not going there, but he came running. He ran in, I believe he said he kneeled. Me and you would have thought, oh, we're going to get a new brother here today. He come running and he kneeled. But the Lord went straight to the point.
Yes.
And when he got to tell him what he needed to do, he went away sorrow. One of them, he told him, you are not far from the kingdom. He loved him, looked on him and loved him. You're not far from the kingdom. But God bless us, there's a lot of people comes near and won't come any farther. And so we thank the Lord for these, myself included, and these that have come on in.
Yes, amen.
Paid the price and obtained the prize. Got a hold of salvation means life. Salvation means life, and it means growth. That's the reason why sometimes some people don't seem to grow so well. But God has the grace. Sometime 10 will get saved, and what happened to the 9? They leave. Children, if there's anybody in here today that needs to be saved, anyone in here that already saved, and your salvation is not satisfying you, not working like you know it ought to work, you need to get a little deeper, dig a little deeper. The rock is there.
Amen.
Once we dig so down so that we hit the rock, you are going to fight for what you got on hand from there on out.
Yes. Yes,
but when you don't hit the rock and somebody says something maybe you don't like so well, or some kind of I've seen people, because certain people didn't shake hands with them, they felt slighted.
Yes.
That little child play stuff. Paul said something about when he was a child, he spake as a child, he acted as a child. But when he become a full-grown man, he put away childish things.
Yes.
Now, all of these people in this building, it's impossible for me to shake everybody's hand and for them to shake my hand, but I ain't thinking, I passed that station in life. That's child play. May the Lord bless our hearts to become strong men and women in God. I call Brother Wilson a battle axe, because every time Brother Wilson gets in the pulpit, we're going to get something good. He's going to bring something forth that's needful. I learned something this morning. Listen, I'm going to go back. I've learned quite a bit since I've been here. And may the Lord help us. Get your Bibles and read for us a little bit. And someone get Psalms 93 and 5. May the Lord bless our hearts and help us out today. How much time I have? Hour?
Thy testimonies are very sure.
Thy testimonies are very sure.
Holiness becometh thine house.
Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Now, what is the house? This building, this nice building we got here?
No.
No, that isn't it.
No, it isn't. It speaks something about the tabernacle that God pitched and not man.
Yes.
And he also says, whose house are we if?
Yes.
If it's the giant, it has to be slain.
Yes.
And so, we are the house. For we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were to be dissolved, we have a building eternal in heaven. Not, I'm missing something over there. We have a building of God,
not made
with hands.
It's eternal.
We don't see that house with the natural eye only. We see the workings and the power of God being demonstrated in the lives of His children. That's it. And so I mentioned yesterday, I believe it is, when people come around whispering, don't listen to him. He hit that pretty hard this morning, talking to me. May the Lord bless us, help us out, because the holiness becoming. You ever see people do things that's unbecoming to them, or sometimes they wear things that don't become them? But holiness. We are to be as holy as God is, as far as we know and understand.
Yes.
Because He said, I believe, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be like me. It's written, be ye holy, for be like Him. Alright, and I believe when we go through this world, we ought to be the greatest demonstrators that is in the corner this morning, this afternoon. Great demonstrators. Excuse me for hollering in your ears, this. A man that knows his product, and he can get your attention.
Yes.
He's got a good product and he's a good salesman. He is going to just about sell you something. Because he has a persuasive way of putting his words together. And he puts on a real good demonstration. And your mind begins to work. And he's working on that part. He can get you to looking. And once you feel of the thing, he's got you tilted. And so he's a real demonstrator. He's going to just about sell you something. All right, you and I. We testify to having the best thing that is this side of heaven itself. Bible salvation. And it's something, if every religionist and there's easy believisms and all of those people that those teaching those things, if they were all have what we have this evening, there's a lot of policemen who wouldn't have no job, a lot of doctors. He had to go back somewhere to get another job. He'd be in the wrong profession.
Yes.
He wouldn't have nothing to do. Because God is a specialist in all fields.
Yes.
No matter not how large or how small, He's a specialist. You know, they got one lady was telling about how she trusts God and she got to boasting. I wasn't going to say too much. But she got to bragging and got to boasting, and she had forgot that she told me she owed the Providence Hospital $48,000 in one bill and 20-some thousand in another hospital. She forgot she had told me that. I sat there and I listened. I said, well, I said, you see that woman sitting there? My wife is sitting there, me and her and my wife and her husband. I said, my wife is, she might not like me to say this if she was here. She's early 70, I believe. I've done got on past 70 quite a bit. And when I told her, I said, that woman right there have never. She took one dose of some kind of medicine when after me and her married. Just one. When she was born, her parents were saved. Those old-time saints. And something happened. I gave her one dose of medicine after we got married. And since that time, she haven't taken anything. I heard this morning and I really want a prayer meeting about tumor. My wife had a big one. What they call floating tumors. I don't know what they is, but she had a big one. And they kept urging her, neighbors and friends, and why don't you go down to Dr. So-and-so? He's a specialist. My wife said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here and pray on until the answer comes.
Amen.
She had it for maybe a year. One morning she woke up, no tumor. We don't know what happened to it. Well, it will, but one thing I do know, that's been almost 30 years ago. No tumor.
Yes,
have you ever heard of Jesus?
Yes.
How he came from heaven to earth?
Yes.
With a name and mighty virtue.
Yes.
Oh, thy very humble birth. Now, some of us are going to quote the rest of it. But it has.
Held in bondage under Satan's dismal sway.
Amen.
Jesus healed our dread diseases.
Yes, Lord. He is just the same today.
Yes.
Hallelujah and amen again. All right. Holiness. If we can come to the place where the Bible speaks about a true holiness, and we have it, we got it on hand.
Yes,
so that tells me there's some holiness not so true.
Yeah.
Some makeshifts.
Yes.
Some make-believes.
Yes.
Did you know? That's right. I'm just wishing to get to that. There are, you can go downtown and you look at shoes and it'll say, this leather, this insole or something like that is man-made. Which means it's imitation.
That's right.
Some will say these are pure, they're genuine cowhide,
yes,
or calf skin. Genuine. And, well, I'm going to buy me a cheap pair of shoes. If you buy a cheap product, you pay a cheap price, you'll get a cheap product every time.
Yes.
If you want a good product, then pay a good price.
Yes.
When first I started to seek the Lord, I'm glad I counted the cost.
Yes.
I fully measured to Jesus' word, and so forth and so on. Then it says, I paid the price and obtained the prize. I got the goods.
Yes.
Now may God help us, because we testify, and the scripture says so, we are not our own. You don't belong to you, and I don't belong to myself, and it's not up to you and I what we say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do the other.
Yes, that's so.
When I'm grown, I'll do what I want to. That's not the way, that's not God's plan. I believe it says, oh, then the Corinthian letters speaks about your body, our bodies, is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Which liveth and abideth in you, something like that. That you have with, and you are not your own.
Bought with a price.
Amen.
Therefore, glorify.
Amen.
God in your body and in your spirit.
Praise the Lord. Bought with a real price. And Peter said, you were not redeemed from your vain conversation by tradition from your fathers and so forth and so on, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. All right. I'll get started after a while. You said without spot and without blemish. Christ said, speaking about all that Ephesians letter about he would sanctify it. And so wash it. He said it several times in it, that he might present it to himself without spot.
A glorious church.
A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle.
Yeah.
Or anything that looks like a wrinkle. Well, let's see what we got on hand here today.
Any such thing.
Anything that looks like a wrinkle. Now, he's not talking about these garments we got on here. He's talking about your life and my life. It must be. I appreciate the message this morning myself. And we must live, because he spoke about the situation where somebody had made an unwise move, an unwise thing, and it hurt everybody in the building. It causes people to look at you funny. I've known cases of that also. We had a man in a certain town one time. There was a brother sitting there. He thought there was nobody in this wide world like that brother. This man was out of sectism, too. But every time the saints needed something done, he was right there. Carpenter work, he was right there with his nails and saws and things. And one night in a meeting, one of the brothers, the one that he had so much confidence, got up and said, saints, I thought I was saved. But I found out that I ain't saved. That man stood up and he said, if that man is not saved, nobody in here is saved. And he walked out and we've never seen or heard of him since. Surely if you lose out, don't publicly blast that out over the building like that, because you don't know who in here that's been watching you. Don't do that. Get to your pastor. Get to somebody that can deal with the soul in private. I'm not saying now if you done committed a sin or whoever. I didn't say that. But I am saying if you find out and you something is missing, you've lost out, go to the altar and get your pastor and get some minister, someone that can deal with it. Don't publicly get up and say, I found out that I ain't saved. Every individual, every saved individual carries some influence over somebody.
That's so.
That is so. That's right. And that is the reason why many times you take people out and sect to them, they get in trouble. They won't call their pastor. Call them saints. We hear that practice in every meeting. Call the saints. There, you see, trouble has come now, and I want to get hold of somebody that can get a hold of God. And I've asked one or two, why didn't you call your pastor? Oh, I ain't bothered that man. I'm sick, and I need help. Well, I'm in trouble. The holy people.
Yes.
The peculiar people.
Yes.
The new Jerusalem. One told me, we are New Jerusalem. I said, you stole our name. That's our name. We are New Jerusalem.
Yes.
May the Lord bless us. All right. 12 and 1 Hebrews, and somebody get that and hold it. And someone get Romans 8, and I believe it's 14. And Isaiah 2:2. We thank the Lord for God and His leadings. And we have so much, I'll never get it all in here, but I'm going to crowd in what I can.
Yes.
You know, Hebrews 13:1 says, let brotherly love continue.
Yes.
And so he said, let it continue. Don't strain up. Don't pump up. And don't push up. Just let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
And don't put on an act. Jesus will shine it within you.
Yes.
Brother Chandler was telling us one time, a young fellow got saved in a meeting. He told Brother Chandler, he said, if I get saved, I won't know how to act. He said, well, it won't be you. You just get saved and the Lord will do the acting. That's all you got to do is just get saved. And so the Lord will do that. You find it your old shell for the Lord to dwell in, and he'll take care of the rest of it.
Thank the Lord.
And the young man went to the altar, Brother Chandler said, and he prayed and got and prayed through. He got up to heaven. He said, I don't know what you call this, but I got the same thing you all got. Young girl, I got the same thing you got. And may God bless us. God has one salvation for the old and for the young. Bless all hearts. I appreciate that. And old Mother Groom, she's gone now. She was 103 years old when she first put her foot in the side of our meeting house. Was still taking care of her own home. Of course, she had to walk with a cane. Could still see how to read. Now, 103 years old. And how it all started, she paid me to do some carpenter work for her. And she watched me and my wife day in and day out. She said, you know one thing? I believe I'd like to live like you all live. I said, well, you can sure do it if you want to. She said, well, I'd like to start coming to service. I said, all right, we'll have an automobile here every Sunday. You call us and so we'll know. She started coming and she came out there. She got under conviction, never belonged to nobody's church. And she drank a pint of vodka every morning. 103 years old, hard looking, real black, rusty, ashy looking fella. And Sister Fuller came down there and was preaching one morning a judgment message. And she got under conviction. She thought, I want to get saved right now. But I can't kneel. I'm crippled up. I can't kneel. Sister Fuller said, you kneel in your heart. Asked her, did she know how to pray? She said, yes. So she started pouring out of her heart to God and said, the full of deal, and I'm off to the side. I'm watching. And when that old lady, now mind you, she couldn't walk without a walking stick. And when the change come, her face glowed up. She come out of that chair. She said, I got it. She took off across that floor, and I had to catch Grandma. We all call her Grandma. I thought we should have Grandma go forward out here, but she went as far as from here to back there where that child is by herself in a hurry. She said, "I got it. Now, the only way you'll beat me to heaven, you die before I die, because I got it." And so, you see, she got told to salvation in 93, at 103 years old, and went on over on the other side happy. She just come in at the 11th hour. Now, I don't believe too much in 11th hour salvation on this way. All of us in here know about truth. God gives out so many warnings about our call, and you refused. And we, the saints of God, and their children, their friends, and frequently in their meetings, 11th hour is a dangerous place for you to wait for. Because I see why he said, there will come a time when you will call and I will not answer, because when I called, you wouldn't answer. He's going to outwait us every time. All right, the Lord bless us. Let's read a little bit. Romans 8, 14, let's see, 12, 19, 12, 1. Hebrews.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed
about. Amen.
So great a cloud of witnesses.
There's somebody else to say about besides you, Brother Bruno. Read on.
Let us lay aside every weight.
Let us lay aside some of the weights.
And all.
Every weight. And the sins.
Which does so easily beset us.
Which does so easily beset us.
And let us run.
Let us run with patience. Some people's patience is about that long. I said that long. You didn't see that thing over on that side. But he said, run with patience.
Race.
The race that's set before us. Children and saints, we have a race to run this evening, and we can't afford to lose it. We can't afford to lose it.
Amen.
But there's going to be some laying aside. All right. Let's see here. I guess I better get that myself here. That just flashed in my mind. I like that. For as much then as Christ has suffered in the flesh, suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that is suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. It means something. When you come to the point where I've been doing this all of my life, this is a part of me. I love this. But when you come to Jesus, you're going to have to lay some things down. And under conviction. If a person doesn't get convicted and convinced in his heart that I'm lost and I need salvation, before he gets here, he's not going to do too much. Because under conviction, we begin to look for things I can get rid of. The Lord revealed it, show you that this thing is wrong, and I'm living in sin, I know I'm lost, and now I want to find a way to get out of this lost condition. I tried my best to get into the Methodist church. I'm not throwing out if it's any Methodist sitting around. But I wanted to get in the Methodist church so bad I didn't know what to do. But every Sunday, I'd wind up over there in the St. Chapel, Sister Beverly, what rather her folks. And I'd say, I ain't coming back here no more. Next Sunday, I'll be sitting right there on the front bench. And you know, it got to sounding good. And I begin to say, I believe I'd like to have when I see them brothers testifying, and just as if they're drinking a cold glass of water on a hot sunny day. And it sounded so good, it began to sound good to me. And I began to ask the Lord to save me. And I remember I'd get up all through the night, work hard all day and all through the night. I'd get up and ask the Lord to save. Didn't know how to pray hardly. But the Lord put something right here. I couldn't hardly swallow. And it got so heavy, it just got heavy and heavy. And I don't know what's going on. I thought I was sick. I got to call Brother Cheney. Some of you all know Brother Cheney. Used to.
Yeah.
I called him outdoors. I said, Brother Cheney. I said, I want to be saved. I said, well, I'm getting sick. There's something wrong with me. He said, well, when they call the altar call song, you go up there and kneel down. Somebody will talk to you. I remember that. They sung the song. The first song. Anyone in here knew Sister Frances Bell used to be in Old Morgan?
Yes.
Sister Frances Bell was down the preaching. When she quit, they called that song number, Why Should I Be Lost? Oh, boy. And I hurriedly went up there, and when I got up, that's one time I wish I'd have died that night. That very night, I wish I'd have went over on the other side. Oh, brother. I felt, you talk about feel like flying away. Oh, that song was that I'll fly away. I felt like flying away that night. And I said, but then on the other hand, I'd have never met all these good saints I'm meeting down here in California. But there's a price to pay. It's not all honey and ice cream and cake, I can tell you that much. But if you suffer with him, we shall also reign. Lord bless us, going to lay aside some things, cut them off anyhow. We'll come to places, as it were, a fork in the road, and you won't know which way to go. That's the time it means to stand still and see the salvation of God work. Because when you come to make a decision that God will never rest, but he will be on time.
Yes.
And if you move in your own strength, you're going to make the mistake. But wait, I say, on the Lord, and while you're waiting, be of good courage.
Amen.
And he'll give thee desires of life. Holiness is what we're talking about. He's talking about the holy people. May the Lord bless us and help us all, because holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever.
Yes, it does.
May God bless us to live holy. And when you get saved, let's see, 8:14 Romans. Let me see if that's the right one. May the Lord bless our hearts and help us out.
For Isaiah shall live by the Spirit of God.
It is led by the Spirit of God.
They are the sons of God.
They are the sons of God. All right. I don't know if I call off St. John where he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's St. John 10:27, I guess. And so, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
I know them.
I know them.
And they follow me.
They follow me.
And I give unto them eternal life.
I give unto them that get saved eternal life now over here on this side. And they shall never perish.
Neither shall any
man pluck them out of my hand.
My Father which gave them me,
yes,
is greater than all.
Yes.
And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand.
All right, if they looked on Jesus, they accused him of being a devil, an imposter.
Yes.
They accused him of being a lot of things. But it was not so. So they're going to do you the same way.
Yes.
And may God bless us. Surely what I'm trying to say, don't remove any of the old landmarks. I got that dotted, jotted down here somewhere. Don't remove any of them. The faithful prayers and the faithful stand that the old time folks stood for. Brother Wilson knows a plenty about it. Because his mother and father before him lived this thing up. And so, I assume he's not the oldest one in the building, but he's pretty old. So anyhow, don't be afraid to trust the Lord.
No.
I heard Sister Clark say, I believe she'd never been in a hospital. She's getting up in age too.
Yeah.
And so, what I want to say is this. God said in the fourth verse of that same chapter, 10:4 there, let's see what that says. May God bless our hearts today.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep.
When he putteth forth his own sheep.
He goeth before them.
He go before them.
And the sheep follow him.
They follow him.
They know his voice.
They know his voice.
Hallelujah. And a stranger will they not follow.
Stranger they will not follow.
They will flee from him.
They'll run from him.
But they know not the voice.
They don't pay no attention to the voice of strangers. Your ears and our ears, our heart rather, has been tuned to heaven, and the spiritual ear has been tuned to God's way and the things of God. And you take a man come in here, or a woman, old or young, and talking something other that's not Bible, and immediately everyone to sanction, his ears will begin to prick up. And you see them go to shaking their heads. Something wrong. So, Daniel, the Hebrew children, rather, when they were put to the test, and you and I will come to some awful strong tests along life's journey, when they came to a showdown, they told that old king, we are not careful, we're not anxious to answer you this matter. The God whom we serve is able to deliver us.
Yes.
And if not, be it known unto you, we will not bow down to thee, O king. Well, that meant their life. And he said, but he said, the God whom we serve will deliver us out of thy hand. All right, they got their most mightiest men to bind them, and I believe the Bible says they was cast into the furnace of fire. Is that right, or were they just easeled and eased them down in there? What does it say? They were cast. What do you mean, to cast? They wasn't taking no pity on them. They just took them and cast them off in there. But Jesus said, he put it forth his own sheep. He goeth before them, and they follow him. He went down in there and took the heat out of the fire, just left with nothing, had to burn the bind, the thing that had them bound, and the old king had a chance to see the Son of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Sing us the verse that who would suffer with the sin. Anyone.
Little that remains of the tribulation, the strength and dying pain, the Lord is there. Keep thy passion, let me suffer shame and loss. Give thy grace, pain is pleasure, reign of glory in thy cross.
All right. When we get saved, he said he put it forth his own sheep, he'd go before them. He was already down in the furnace when they got there. Yeah. No doubt he just caught them and set them on their feet.
Right.
Because I've seen policemen, when they catch a man, going to put him up in that paddy wagon. One policeman on one side, one another, would get him by arm and leg, and this is the way they do it. And no doubt they did those Hebrew children the same way. But when they landed in there, here was the Son of God already down. It took the heat out of the fire. Didn't even smell smoke when they closed. God, I believe it's about singeing in the hair. Did it say about singeing the hair? I don't know if it said about. I believe it said something about the.
No smell of fire on the ground.
Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Who will suffer with the sleep? Holy people. Well, you have to go through, you have to give up so much to be holy. I ain't looking at what I give up, I'm looking at what I gain.
Yeah.
Left that husk out yonder, out there feeding with the hogs, and then come in here where you get a hold of something that's good for two worlds. Who will suffer with the Savior? All right. May God bless. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is it all right? Let me see. May the Lord help us. I didn't want to rub this out of here. But anyhow, this is kind of crude, but it means the cross. This represents the mountaintop up here. So anyhow, God, when we get saved, how many in here, young folks, when you got saved, or anyone that's already saved, been saved, you got saved at a young age and you wanted to read something and you opened your Bible and it fell over to something that you needed to read right then. Had that ever happened to you? Let me see your hand. Yes, that's how. Who did that? The Lord did it. As many as. Now, we are not sanctified. I'm not saying that yet. But he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And since the Holy Ghost is the agent of God that's in the earth, during the convicting and the convincing and the healing and the saving, it's him he began to lead right down here from day one. And he always, he said something about, I am the way, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He'll come in and go out and find passion all the time. If we were listening close to the voice of God, he's leading from right here on his way to the mountaintop. He dwells up there. And so that includes the little children that get saved. The Lord begin to lead them because I want you to come and go with me to my Father's house. To my Father's house. To my Father's house. come and go with me to you, my Father's house. There is peace, sweet peace. There'll be no lions there in my Father's house. In my Father's house. In my Father's house. There'll be no lions there in my Father's house. There is peace, sweet peace. Well, of course, there's come and go. We'll stop right now. May the Lord bless us and help us all, because we've got something real good and we need to give it out. Demonstrate it out. School children. Lord help us. There's a young man right there the Lord kept saved through school, through college. So what he did for others, he'll do for you. Don't let the devil make you ashamed to own that you are a Christian. All right? Isaiah 2 and 2, I believe I can quote that one there. It says something about it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain. It shall be exalted above the hills. And so, the mountain of the Lord's house is on the top of the mountain. It's not down on the side. There are cliff dwellers and dwells on the side of the hill and so forth. She shall be exalted above the hills, above sectism. Yes. And so, in so doing, I read about a lot of smog out here in California. In fact, yesterday my eyes were so in the cars went freely, my eyes began to feel funny. A little tingly like now. And the air didn't smell just right. And so, but up on the top of the mountain, if you was able to get up on that summit, I don't know how far it is out here at the top of the mountain, but likely the air is coming off of the ocean. It's pretty nice up there. That smog gets trapped down here and it hooks close to the ground. But in my Father's house at the top of the mountain, and there's a song, number 300, I'm dwelling on the mountain. Oh, we can rap back and really put it on when you come to that. But children, it's going to take a holy life to, in reality, stay on top of the mountain. Yes. And may the Lord bless us and help us out. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. And so, once you get up there, may the Lord help us. The Lord wants to perfect every one of our lives. Timothy 2, 8, 9, and 10. Someone get that in. Let's see, Hebrews 3, 7. Start reading that one first. I believe I got one here. Lord bless us. You read some for us. That's Hebrews 3, beginning at the 7th verse.
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said,
yes.
Today if you will hear His voice,
today if you will hear His voice,
harden not your heart.
Don't tongue against it. Don't say it ain't nothing to it.
As in the provocation.
Amen.
In the day of temptation.
Amen.
When your fathers tempted me.
Let's see, what are we reading here? 3:37.
Yes, sir.
All right, down to the 11th.
All right. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said...
Just a minute. Did you know, saints of God, you and I, testifying to being a child of God, even in our church of God, shining lights in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation... When you do something wrong, God is grieved at His heart. Did you know that?
Yes.
He is grieved at wrong things when you do wrong. Because my child, I've taught him better than that. Now he have betrayed me. You have lifted Christ up to ridicule, or lifted the church up to ridicule. And that's bad. Yes. And so may God help us. He said He was grieved at His heart. All right, read on.
With that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest.
All right, that's good enough. Another verse that said, takes heed, brethren. That letting us know He's talking to saints. We'll take that much off the top of that one. So He said, I swear in my wrath. Now, I'm not preaching to you that He's grieved with your saints out here and you do always err. That would just happen to be in the text there. But I was getting down to where it said, I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Holiness is it's a life of resting. Resting from your sins and from yourself and from the devil and from this world and from all of its folly. And when you come to God, we had one dear sister got saved in Sandusky, Ohio, and she was low sick when she got saved. No, she was low sick and she was down to 95 pounds. Heavy woman. Her husband was in and out of the hospital and she got down to 95 pounds. And he said, you may as well take her home. She's got 2 weeks to live, 3 weeks. He brought her home and she got saved after she come home. She was living right close to our chapel. When that sister got saved, she lived 15 or 20 years later and died weighing 250 pounds. With something else. So you see, when they say you're going to die, they haven't got their message from our Father yet. They don't know what He's saying about it. And so the secret of salvation is loving Me with all your heart. And you see these little children in here got their fathers and mothers with them. They believe their father and their mother can do anything. Little small children. You hear them, if you get out among them fellas on the street, you hear, my old man can lick anybody. That's what they say. Because he got confidence in his father. All right? You and I, when we was born over again, we become a divine partaker of his nature. All right, and in so doing, that makes us act like Christ. A billy goat will butt because he's a goat. He got the nature of a goat. Thomas, we need to jump sometime once, too. We need to leap and shout for joy sometime. See how it feels to jump and let your foot hit the floor. I realize you're leaping in your heart, no doubt, all the time, but we need to jump and let somebody see you leaping. I was preaching one day here not too long ago. One sister said, Brother Bruder, you're not to preach that. Your name is already in the streets. I'll say, hallelujah. That's exactly where I want it to be. We need to live this holiness so strict and so close that your lives and our lives will be getting into the streets. Them people they're going to say some of it's crazy. Get why it's questionable. Not in wrongdoing, but doing right. And when you live this out like they ought to, your name will get in the street sooner or later. Yeah. Well, your friends that you were running with, you got saved, they come by and said, let's go down to the joint. I said, my father won't allow me to go to the joint. Yeah. And then you get a chance to testify to them. And you don't have to tell them to stay away from your house. If you stay saved, he's going to automatically cut himself loose from you if he don't want to get saved himself.
Yeah, that's so.
You hear people talking about unsaved folks, they hindered me here and there, and they are all the time hanging around. I said, you ain't doing your job in your home. In your home with your unsaved kin folks. If you would call them down in prayer once in a while, and they could hear you in your room praying yourself sometimes, he's going to say with himself, I'm getting out of here. Lord help us. It might be a little humorous, but it's a fact. I know because I've been there. If you live like you ought to, you're unsaved, especially them that's getting them old, them children getting them grown, where they think, I'm grown too. Well, if you've grown in, there's a sidewalk with one house to one husband to one home. And so, then even the first thing you know, I don't eat this and I don't do this and that. I believe if a man and a wife has got a family, they should be mother and father. And if them grown-up children can't abide by my rules, then there's the door. Now, we don't want to run our children off. I'm not saying, don't go back. I preached that in Tulsa one time, and the next time I got back down, Brother Bruder would be putting his children in the street. I'm not saying that. But I am saying, if your children come to the point where he's so old or so grown, then I am grown too, and I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that, then it's time that he should try to find a place to move.
That's right.
This is old time stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
This goes back 65 years. This is just not just modern. I've been long now. I met the saints of God when they stood for all of this I'm telling you about. I know a certain brother, and he know him too. I ain't going to call his name. He had a child, he done got about grown, and they thought he was so grown, he couldn't do nothing with him. So one night, he done talked to him and prayed with him and done everything he could do, and one night, they came in late, and he met them at the door with their clothes and set the suitcase out and shipped the door and went on back with the baby. You know what happened? They went off and stayed about 3 months and come back home and said, Daddy, if you let me come back, I'll do what you say. I'll do right. Come home and got saved. Died saved. And several such a card know about him, too. I ain't going to call no name. He know him well. So you see, sometimes you have to do what they say, put your foot down. You do it in the right spirit. May God help us. Right down below us, there was a lady out in Oklahoma got saved. Having an unruly child, couldn't do nothing with him. He was always in and out and going here and there. And she had so much victory, she said, Lord, I would show love to see my son. Would you bring him home? And when they brought him home, he was dead. He got killed. And the day of the funeral, she leaped and shouted for joy. And the people called her crazy right there. He said, you're crazy. You ain't got good sense. She said, well, let me explain. So right in the funeral, she said, I was saved when that boy was born.
Yes.
I taught him everything that I know to teach him by the word of the Lord. By the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit, I told him everything he needed to know, and he rebelled against everything I stood for, and I feel like I'm clear. And she shouted for joy because she had done all she could do. That's victory. You talk about mountaintop stuff, that's it. Everybody won't get that far. May the Lord help us. I'd sure hate to meet my child with a suitcase, clothes, and push it out the door, and then they leave, and I shut the door and go to bed. But what I'm saying is, when we come to Christ, we come to the place where we can rest. You that are weary, come and rest with us. Lord bless us and help us out. Let me even have to skip some. This time is getting away from us so fast. Let me see if I can cut off some of the here. Ty, did I get someone? Timothy. 1 Timothy 2, 8, 9, and 10. Read that for us if we have it.
Oh, therefore that men pray everywhere.
That's right.
Lifting up holy hands.
Down through the tent.
Without wrath and doubt. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest affairs, with shamefaced and sobriety, not with broadened hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array, but which becometh women a professing godliness with good works.
All right. Lifting up holy hands. Men. It's the husband's. Save husband, our responsibility. All husbands need to treat their wives right, saved or not saved. He owe that wife support and everything he can do to see that she has the necessities right, whether he's saved or not saved. But a lot of them won't do it. But specifically now, we're talking about the saved brother. I believe there's quite a few saved brothers in here this evening. And in so doing, you are to be an example to your wife and said, follow me as I follow Christ. And I believe you said, I'll take this woman to be my lawfully wedded wife till death do us part. Through sickness, through health, through riches, and through poverty, and I don't know what else. But it meant you said, until death do you part. Now, I'm getting tired. These children getting on my nerves. I'm going to get out of here. We had one ran off over there not too far from where Brother Adolf used to live at. left his wife and 7 or 8 children, drove his car down on the lakefront, parked it and left it there with the keys in the switch, left some of his clothes there on the banks as if he drowned. And some of the neighbors came up here to Las Vegas. That's not too far from here, maybe a couple hundred miles. Went in the crap joint, and there he was shooting dice. He didn't say nothing, didn't even make himself known or nothing. He went back and told his wife where he was. He's in the penitentiary today, serving time for fraud. They done paid all. He had a lot of insurance. He done collected all of that. Now they got him in jail. Be sure your sins will find you out. You can't get away from them things. So may the Lord bless us. Young people, you young married couples, you that are already married and you that are thinking about getting married, you wait on God to point you out your husband and your wife. You wait and make definitely you know what you're doing, that this is the one that the Lord has given me. And if you do, he'll treat you right. But if you fool around and get a hold of one of them bears we see in the talks about, or them lions and them foxes, he gonna scratch you. He gonna fight you. But if you wait on the Lord will give you someone that will treat you right. May the Lord bless us. When I married, we wasn't saved. My wife got saved shortly thereafter, and I did too. We done passed our, right at our 51st wedding anniversary. And I have never hit her. I've never called her no names. And I've never thought about leaving. Troubles come. I ain't gonna leave. We're gonna ride this thing out together. Ain't gonna be no leaving and going someplace else. Because if you mess up here in Los Angeles, what? Pocono? And you run off to Hong Kong, China, you'll still be you when you get over there. May God bless us. And young folks, there's another thing I want to leave with you. I know it takes a lot of money to families to leave. I know that. And out here is worse than where I live at. And this is bad over there, but I looked at some prices this morning. I was floored when I looked at the price of stuff up here. All right, the wife and the husband, young people, when they start out, normally they don't have a whole lot unless you've got rich parents. You got to start out buying this and buying that and buying the other. Don't go head over heels in debt. I don't care what it costs. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses, and I hope nobody here by the name of Jones. I'm not talking about you, Brother Kenneth, where you at. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses and the Smiths and get everything new and fill your furniture, your house up full of new furniture. I got an automobile, and I got a home, and I got these children. It's going to take all of your money when you get it to pass it on to Mr. Smith. And you are going to be bogged down. You can't give the Lord what you ought to give. I teach that the Lord ought to have nothing less than 10% or more. I'm not talking about tithings either. No. Because when you get saved, you remember what it said in the 29 Chronicles when David said, of my own self, I have given gold for the things of gold. Yes. He just as far as he could go, he gave it. And so in so doing, look how the Lord blessed David. And I know young saints today are very, very liberal with their money when they give it to the church. And God is blessing them, just making it right from all down things like that. And God will do you and I the same way.
Yes, amen.
I was working, self-employed, and I was making big money when I retired. I mean, showing up good money. I was only working about 25 hours a week, and while I was making $55,000 a year, that's just doing nothing for me. But I gave it to the saints of God across this land of ours. I didn't know about this one, but I gave big money, and I'm not bragging either, but I'm just wanting to show you how the Lord will bless you. If you give, he will give it back to you some way, somehow. I gave quite a sum right here in the state of California. And all across out here about the saints in trouble, in need, I'd tell my wife, got them a $500 check. Send them $1,000. Because when you're making big money, it was only two of us, the government's going to take it away from you over and above a certain amount.
Yeah.
Well, She finally persuaded me you need to retire. Nobody's home but me and you. But that money, when you go to making that money, and you think, well, I ain't going to draw no money next Saturday. It'll be Sunday or Saturday after next, or the first of the month. But she finally convinced me. But you know one thing? I'm living better now than I was when I was working. Ain't got job one, and I'm doing better today than when I was working. 12 or 15 suits, and I ain't never had over about 2 or 3 in my life, but I've got around 12 or 15 now. And so I'll tell you, the Lord will, he said, I'll supply your need. I believe that word, don't say needs, it says a need. And whenever the need comes up, you take it to the Lord in prayer, he will meet the need every time. You can search the whole broad space, you can never find where God ever failed his children. If you do, I'd like to know what happened. God bless you. Bless your children. Zion has to be plowed like a field. Joel said, sound an alarm in Zion. What is an alarm for? To wake up people. You know, sometimes we get sleepy. We get lazy. We need to be awakened. And so may God bless us and help us out, because it said here, let's see where we're reading at. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. Adorn themselves in modest apparel. All right, we all know what that means. And God don't have any hard-headed children. Huh?
Yes,
Lord. Brother Wilson, well, I don't have any hard-headed, stubborn children, do we? No, he don't. All right? With shamefacedness.
I didn't understand what you said.
I said, God don't have any hard-headed, stubborn children.
I got it the last time, but I didn't the first time.
Shamefacedness. Young boys and young girls, there is a shamefacedness. You should try to hold to it while you're young.
Yes.
If you do, it will protect you in a whole lot of places.
That's so.
Keep your shame. It'll help you keep your virtue.
Yes.
If you will stay shamefaced and don't be so bold and so brazen and stripping yourself off, and mothers in a lot of time dress themselves and the little children got on this scandalous looking stuff. Don't dress your children like that. Dress your little children according to modesty among the saints of God.
Yes, amen.
And start training them. Make them feel like that I love you. I want you. Let them be a part of the family. And you must get them children loving you and be communicating with them. In the evenings, when I came along, nobody didn't eat until Daddy come to the supper table. But now we're living in a time, Daddy better get there. If he don't, it may not be enough for him to eat, because them children will eat it up before he get there, and Mama will let them do it. But Mama told us, ain't nobody eating here until Daddy comes to the table. And so, what I am saying, we'd sit down at the table, a big family. We would begin to tell our parents about our problems, and they would begin to tell us how to work them out, what was best, because your children's problems is just as big to them as yours is to you.
That's right.
And if you don't listen at them and be close to your children, they're going to cross the streets and tell Miss Jackson about it. And Miss Jackson's going to give them wrong advice. And then you're going to come up with trouble, and Miss Jackson ain't going to be there to help you out when the trouble comes. Is that all right, Brother Wilson?
Yes, amen.
May the Lord help us. I'm departing a little bit from what the text is, but it's all good. Because our children is the most valuable thing that we can see around us, is our children. And may the Lord bless all you young children and your young couples. I wish I had just 3 of you couples in my place. I'd settle for 1, but I'd take 3 to 10, forget them. But back your pastor.
Yes.
Be very courteous and regard these gray hairs you see around in the building.
Yes.
Some people, I had to tell a man here some time back, I said, brother, if you don't regard such and such a salvation, you need to regard those hairs, the gray hairs that got over here up there.
That's right.
You need to regard that.
Yes.
And so, if you do these things, God will help you. He'll bless you in many things. If you lean towards God and not say, whatsoever good thing any man doeth, I believe that's the way that reads, he shall receive the same of his Father, whether he be bond or free. God will help, be a blessing to the saints of God where you live. Anything you can do to lift a load or burden off the saints, you do it. Now, how much you paying? How much you going to pay me to do that job? Lord, help us. I've seen saints let their children charge other saints for little minor things they did for them. That's wrong. If sister, there's somebody named Williams, I believe it is. I met some Williams or Smiths or somebody like this up in here. And if you got little children, got some boys, and there's some of the rest of the saints need somebody to run a short errand, don't train that child not to go down there expecting to get a dollar bill or $2. Now, if they give it to him, it's all right, but don't expect him to go down there and expect the other saint to have to pay him every time he go around the corner. Christians all should dwell together in the bond of peace.
Yes, Lord, be generous.
That's right.
Amen.
May the Lord help us. And if you learn how to be generous while you're young, it'll grow with you.
Yes.
If your child is taught to be stingy and tight and whatever he can get a hold of, that will grow with him as he grows.
Yes.
You, brethren, if you be mean to your wives, your children come along, they're going to more than likely going to be mean to their wives.
Yes, they will.
So, treat them nice. I love my wife today better than I did 50 years ago.
Thank the Lord.
Brother Chandler used to teach us out here that people were going to behave just like they'd been conditioned.
That's right.
If they come up this way, that's the way they
right.
behave.
That's exactly right. God help us all. Well, let's see if we can get into another verse a little bit out of this here. Adorn themselves with shame, face, and sobriety, not with broader hair, gold, or pearls that cost a wreath. All right. The men. We require our sisters to wear stockings. They cover themselves up.
Yes.
Sometimes I go around, you have these brothers with them big old bony ankles sitting out with them little short socks on just about that long. And if you're going to require the sisters to put on stockings, why don't you put on some? Huh? I don't call myself being funny, but this is a fact. I'm sure that Brother Wilson has seen it. You've seen it around across the country. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, they say. May the Lord help us. All right. Habakkuk 1:4. Someone get that. We have a charge. I'm just skipping. I'm going to quit just a little bit. Habakkuk 1:4.
Therefore the law is slack.
Yes.
And judgment doth never go forth. While the wicked doth compass about the righteous. Therefore wrong judgment proceedeth.
Ministers, gospel workers, can't you see we can't afford to turn to one side or the other? We can't afford to compromise. This is what happened. The law is slacked. Some places the law is slacked. May God help us. I was asking a Union Night Church of God assembly one time, don't preach against certain things. I felt real bad. But it didn't hit. What I'm going to say for your bad, I was sorry because I know if Brother Ed Wilson would come to Sandusky, and I said, Brother Wilson, don't preach against so-and-so and so. Brother Wilson would detect right quick if something wrong with Brother Bruno. And The only reason why I didn't preach against it was because the Lord didn't give me none. I was only there for a couple of 3 days, and I had to leave because of a death. And if I would have did it, then he'd have had to say, well, he's crossing me. I don't believe in doing that either. May God bless us. Ministers, they are to, what the Bible says about when the Lord shall bring again Zion, his ministers shall see eye to eye. They shall see and flow together. May God bless the minister, because if you see the ministers acting strange and can't get along, what do you expect the congregation to do? We got a devil. He's around somewhere close watching you, listening to everything you say, and the thing you say you're going to do for God, he's going to try his best to stop you.
Yes.
What did I get? That's right. Have it come. I see. I believe it's something I want to read here if I can find it. The law is slack. Therefore, wrong judgment doth go forth. May God bless us. Sometimes I wonder, if a spiritual bomb would land on that pulpit, what would that fellow do? How is the faithful city becoming harlot? It was times gone by, full of judgment. Righteousness lodged in it. But now, the law is slack. I know that when we get old, we begin to get physically weak. But the longer we stay saved, the more like our God we ought to be.
Yes, that's so.
More like our God. He's our Father. You see these little children around here sitting around with their parents? As they grow more and more in the likeness of their mother and father. Sometimes you see them, I know that's Mr. Jones' children. I know that's Mr. Smith's children. When I saw Sister Crawley, I was in 3C camp with her brother back in 1935. And I didn't see Brother Crawley until 1957. When I seen him, I said, nobody had to tell me who that man is. I know because his son looked just like him. You don't have to. He's a Crawley.
Yeah.
All right, you and I, in holiness, we ought to grow more in holiness, in righteousness, in godliness, and all of those divine attributes that God has to give out to you, we should increase in them as time go by. I'm not finished, but I believe I'll quit. I believe you do say somewhere, you that are weary, come rest with us. I trust that you might have got a little bit out of one verse, maybe.
Thank the Lord for it.
Bless the Lord. Pray for us.